Hi, welcome to Ryan Talks Tax, a podcast to keep you up to date on the latest developments in Canadian tax and government funding. I'm your host, Jim Day. In this episode, we're going to focus on government funding, more specifically, some of the top government funding programs available in Canada for the coming year. I'm joined by Stephanie Tennyson and Melissa Corey, both directors from Ryan's Government Grants Practice. Hi, Stephanie and Melissa. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Well, it's our pleasure. Listen, before we discuss your key programs for 2024, let's talk a little bit about the importance of planning for government funding. It is that time of the year, after all. Many organizations are still maybe budgeting for 2024, or perhaps they just finished doing so. Do you have any thoughts on how to plan for funding?
You actually hit the nail on the head just the way you started that, Jim. Really, it comes down to the time of year can factor in quite a bit. If you're already looking at what next year looks like, regardless of what your fiscal year is, it's a good idea to go through, plan for current year and look for the next, I'd say, 1 to 3 years, and kind of look at it from a well-rounded way. Look at your capital expenditures, look at what your hiring plans are, look at what your training needs are. And once you've got a loose idea, it doesn't have to be something that's set in stone and terribly fleshed out. That's where starting those conversations with any members on our team to really do a deeper dive into what is your priority. And some of the funding discussions we have might help you plan better in terms of where your priorities lie.
Thanks, Melissa. That's good advice. Anything to add, Stephanie?
Yeah, just to build off what Melissa said too, what's most important about government funding and what everyone should keep in mind too is a lot of the times when you're applying for funding, it has to be forward looking. So remembering that you need to apply and sometimes you need to have approval before your spend is really important. So that's why it's really important to start planning early. And the new year is a great time to do that.
Now, I know, the MentorWorks website, mentorworks.ca, is a great place to start, you know, when you're looking for potential program fits. But honestly, there's so many programs out there. They've all got their own eligibility criteria, intake windows, and deadlines. I mean, how's a business supposed to keep track of all that?
I mean, it's a lot of work, and the government never makes it easy. We always talk about that. And that's why firms like ours and our team exist. So we are really here to support our clients in keeping on top of the latest changes, the latest updates, and the latest trends in government funding. We have a team of around 30 staff that live and breathe this every day. And we really seek to stay on top of not just the funding that's available today, but what's coming out tomorrow. And so that's why it's really important, like Melissa previously mentioned, to get in touch with us early when you're starting your planning process, because we both know about things that are happening today in the government funding world and what we expect to happen in the future as well.
Okay, let's talk about 2024. Have you noticed any trends in the government funding programs that have been announced for this year?
Well, this time of year is actually a fantastic time of year to begin looking at grants. There's so much available. I could see how it would be overwhelming in terms of what's available. From a trend perspective, I mean, we always see that government is interested in supporting companies that are looking to expand operations. And by expansion, this can be a physical expansion or it can be a market expansion. This time of year is a great time to look at, you know, where do you want to get into from a new market perspective? If you're exporting, where can you go? And what funding is available to support that? That's a trend that we see year over year. We also see funding available in terms of specific industries. So automotive, there's always funding available. Typically at this time of year, we see that trending. And then kind of larger, it's, you know, what is government focusing on? What is government mandate at the time? We know there's huge push right now for critical minerals. And so we're seeing a lot of funding come as a result of that push. And that's at the federal level where, you know, there's been a lot of pent up demand for that funding. And it's a big push for fiscal year 2024.
Anything to add, Stephanie?
Yeah, just to quickly add, Also, you know, the Canadian government released or re-released the Sustainable Canadian Agricultural Partnership last year. The agricultural industry is so vitally important to sort of all of Canada's economy. And so right now we're seeing all of the provinces releasing sort of their key buckets of funding under that broader umbrella, and the federal program still having lots of remaining funding as it's just, like I said, re-released or newly released last year.
Yeah, it's very consistent, I guess, with some of the income tax measures that have been announced recently. There's a lot of new income tax credits for clean tech and those types of investments. Yeah. And so really, the government seems to be trying to fund development in those areas both ways, you know, through income tax relief, as well as, you know, actual direct funding.
That's another key trend I'd say we've been seeing, Jim, is really these tax incentives being now newly launched. There's going to be lots of new information come April when the next federal fiscal, the next budget is released. And so stay tuned definitely for updates on those large scale tax credits that are being launched, both to support sort of sustainable investments in manufacturing as well as carbon capture and utilization costs that you might be incurring as a company.
And where Ryan and MentorWorks can really jump into support is to make sure that companies are accessing the credits available and the funding available. So it's really about maximizing the return and sort of anything that falls under that funding umbrella for companies.
Using all of the funding mechanisms you have at your disposal is really important.
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up, because organizations can take advantage of both in a lot of cases.
Absolutely.
Right? You can be eligible for the tax credit and still get some funding directly from the government. And Stephanie, your point about the budgets coming up in the spring, always lots of announcements included in those budgets. Unfortunately, we sometimes have to wait for the details, don't we?
Yeah,
they announce the dollars, but you know exactly how you access the funding. Sometimes we have to wait a little bit for that.
It takes a long time for programs to be launched, even once they've been released during the budget cycle. And we keep up to date with all of the ministries. You know, we've seen new money launched this year that was actually previously announced a couple budgets ago. So another reason to work with our team is we stay on top of where the ministries are too in their planning cycle and when they're actually releasing those funds.
And that goes back to that initial question about planning. If we have that awareness of what's going on with the budgets, and just because a program hasn't been released, the fact that there's, you know, mention in the budget of where funding is going to go, that, you know, is part of that planning process where we're looking a little bit strategically more, you know, 6 months to a year and a half down the road.
Great points. Now, I guess in terms of specific programs, are there a few key programs that you think organizations should consider for the coming year? I mean, I know we don't have time to name them all, but if you just pick a couple of favorites, that would be great.
Yeah, I have a great example of what we just talked about, Jim. So there was an update in last year's federal budget about support for the aerospace industry. It was then re-released or re-communicated this June, and they are just launching their first intake for that program. So it is the Initiative for Sustainable Aviation Technology. They're releasing their first intake, like I just said, any day now, momentarily. And it's really to support the Canadian aviation industry's, you know, change into sustainable aviation. So they're interested in funding a whole host of different initiatives, but really that push towards greening the aerospace and aviation industry and pushing it forward through innovation.
And that intake date you mentioned, or the fact that it's coming up soon, that's really important, isn't it? Because even if the window is open, say you get your application in before the deadline, once that window is open, it's possible a program will run out of funding, isn't it?
We see that all the time. Most programs are first come, first serve. So it is important always to be quick to the trigger and to action things quickly, for sure.
Okay. So that's a great program, obviously, for aerospace, that industry. Any others you'd like to talk about?
There's the Critical Minerals Infrastructure Fund, which was very long awaited. It was launched very late last year, and it has a close date of February 29th. And this program is really designed to support the infrastructure needs of mining companies as it relates to clean energy projects and transportation. So this funding is not commonly available. I would say infrastructure isn't something we always see funded from the ground up. And because it's very specific to clean energy and transportation, it's really tailored to where the needs are for the industry. This is one with that February 29th deadline. It has two streams. And one of the streams is first come, first serve. So the funding for that will very likely run out before the 29th, despite the fact that they've got that deadline. So this is another one where the sooner you apply, the better. And as Steph said, that's typically the case for a lot of programs that we see.
Yeah, it sounds like all the more reason to do a lot of planning and really target the programs that you think might benefit your organization, because you Absolutely. Don't want to be late to that party, do you?
Yeah. It's a sad conversation when you are.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, especially if you're clearly eligible for the program.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just didn't get the application in time. Yeah. Such a shame.
On top of sort of the funding programs we've talked about that are very industry specific, there's a couple of really bread and butter core federal programs that are industry agnostic that have recently launched too, Jim, that I think the listeners should be in the know on. So the first one that's imminently being relaunched is the Can Export program. That's a federal initiative that funds exporting activities across a whole host of different sectors and right across Canada. And it's a great initiative that supports entry into new markets and a 50% cost coverage. And then in addition to that support for exporting, we also see at the start of every semester, new money released also to support youth hires through co-op programs. And so that money is now also relaunched to support candidates for the winter semester. So starting now, so anyone that has or typically has co-op students in the winter semester should really think and explore those opportunities to support the labor cost of the co-op students they're bringing on.
So that program sounds like it would apply to many different organizations.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's industry agnostic, like I talked about. So you don't have to be in aerospace. You don't have to be in the mineral sector. They're more broad-based and open to a whole host of different industries.
Very good. As I mentioned, you know, we can't cover them all, but is there one more you'd like to talk about?
I would say the Canada Job Grant. It's a program that we see year over year. It's across Canada. They typically have their funding topped up at the beginning of the fiscal year. And it's a great program for, again, any industry to access if they are pursuing training for their staff that is external to the organization. So as long as they're bringing in a third-party trainer, we can look at having the cost of that trainer subsidized through this program. And it's a program companies can access again and again, and a really nice way to bring that value to employees without breaking the bank.
Very good. I mean, obviously, lots of funding available if you know where to look. I know we always advocate that our clients take a very proactive approach to funding. Can you quickly comment on, you know, what that means for a business?
Yeah, and we talked about that right off the start too, Jim. So reiterating, government funding has to have a proactive approach for most programs that you can access through both the federal and provincial levels of government. You have to apply or you have to be fully approved before you start your spend. So being forward looking, planning your this year's budget, but also next year's budget and the year after that is really important. There are programs that can fund multi-year projects, and there's funds that support, you know, smaller projects like that co-op student hire, for example. But what they all have in common is that you have to be proactive, you have to be forward looking. And that's the best way to strategize, to develop a holistic approach to your funding strategy. So be proactive, be early, plan and prepare and reach out to our team so that you can ensure that you're really maximizing the opportunities that are out there in the market for you.
That's great advice, Stephanie. Anything to add, Melissa?
Yeah, I mean, just to build on what Steph said, it's it can be overwhelming, as you mentioned, in terms of what's available. Our website's a great place to start, but even that can be hard to really filter down what is a fit. That's where, again, reaching out to our team, signing up for our newsletter, using our contact us page, You know, we're always happy to answer questions. It's not a, there's no fee associated with having a funding discovery call and really understanding what a business's needs are to point someone in the right direction. And starting those conversations, I would say, is the key part of being proactive.
Well, thanks, Melissa and Stephanie. That's great information. Thank you for taking the time today to share it with us. Obviously, a lot of exciting upcoming programs to think about. If a listener wants to learn more, and I know you mentioned the website and signing up for the newsletter and things like that, but if somebody wants to learn more about something you mentioned today, what's the best way for them to contact you?
They can go to our website and call the 1-800 number that's on there, or go to the contact, I believe it's contactus@mentorworks.ca, and that'll set you on the right path to being connected to a member of our team that will be very happy to support you.
Great. Well, thank you both again for joining the podcast today.
Thanks for having us.
It was our pleasure. That's all for this episode of Ryan Talks Tax. Let us know what you think about the podcast. You can send your questions, comments, or suggestions to events@ryan.com. Thanks for listening.